Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 24 of Emuna, life in Messiah Yeshua, who can separate us from his love. Meditation verse Romans 8:35-39, Tree of Life version. Who shall separate us from the love of Messiah? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Messiah Yeshua our Lord. Shaul asks a question, then answers it for us. The scripture has always given me great comfort when the enemy tries to make me doubt God's love for me, especially when I'm going through tests, trials, and persecutions in my walk. When I was a new believer, just coming out of the darkness of the world, the enemy had me convinced that the Father did not love me because of the sinful life I lived. I was tormented in my thoughts, convinced that there is no way he would love someone like me. I cried out to him, if you do not love me, then I do not want to live. Before I went to sleep, the scripture, the one above, was given to me by the Ruach HaKodesh, and that night I had a vision of our beautiful Messiah. He looked at me with such love as in eyes and spoke these words to my spirit. Deborah, I love you. I call this a mercy visit because I was so tormented by the enemy with these thoughts. But after that night, I have never doubted his love for me. He goes on to say that we are more than conquerors. John Gill states, we are more than conquerors not only over sin and Satan, but the world, the reproaches, the afflictions, and persecutions of it, which they cheerfully and courageously undergo, insomuch that they are not only conquerors, but more than conquerors. They have above overcome, they have exceedingly the better of it, for they not only patiently bear afflictions and persecutions, but they glory in them. Their experience, faith, and joy are often increased by them. They have sometimes solicited and even wearied their persecutors. They have gotten the victory with ease over Satan and his hellish emissaries by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. But this is not only to themselves or through their own strength, but through him that loved us. Meaning either God the Father, whose love is mentioned in the following verses, or rather the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, and so some copies express it, through Messiah that loved us, through him, who has got the victory over all and his people's enemies and makes them sharers in his conquest through him, who is able to help them and has strength sufficient to carry them through and brings them off more than conquerors, who has loved them, still loves them, and whose love engages his power to stand by them and protect them against all their enemies. Romans 12:10-11, then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, the one who accuses them before our God day and night, has been thrown out. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even in the face of death. Revelation 12:17, so the dragon became enraged at the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her offspring, those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Yeshua. So who can separate us from God's love? Again, Paul poses the question. Can trouble? Psalm 27:5, for in the day of trouble, he will hide me in his sukkah and conceal me in the shelter of his tent and set me high upon a rock. Can hardship? 1 Timothy 4:5, you, however, keep a clear mind in all things. Withstand hardship, do the work of proclaiming the good news, and fulfill your service. Can persecution? Matthew 5:10, blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Can hunger? Luke 6:21, blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Can poverty? Psalm 34:7, this poor man cried, and Adonai heard and saved him out of all his troubles. Can danger? Psalm 138:7, you keep me alive when surrounded by danger. You put out your hand when my enemies rage, and with your right hand you save me. Can war? 10:3-4, for although we do live in the world, we do not wage war in a worldly way, because the weapons we use to wage war are not worldly. On the contrary, they have God's power for demolishing strongholds, and we demolish all arguments. The answer, Romans 8:38-39, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor other heavenly rulers, neither what exists nor what is coming, neither powers above nor powers below, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which comes to us through the Messiah Yeshua. Shalom and Yeshua.